Letters to Daniel, Volume 6, Letter 547, Greetings, Team EasyLight. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2016, in the 11th month, on the 27th day of the 11th month.
Dear Jesus, Saturday, the 26th of November 2016, 6 a.m. As I am sure you remember, I had surgery on my spine in late June of this year. But a week or two before that, something unusual happened on my right hand. I felt in my little finger a sensation when I curled it toward my palm, like the tendon was sticking, making it stop briefly halfway, then release suddenly, and bend the rest of the way. I thought off and on what it could be. At that time I settled on that it most likely had something to do with my elbow, which was injured when I fell on it while getting on the bus, sometime around April of 2013. That event resulted in my having 6 days off from work. It also provided the time I needed to record the first audio letter, resulting in the first prayer song, which was letter zero, and then all the rest of the audio letters. But a little while ago, I think it was Angel Eve that said my little finger was behaving strangely because there was a sword stuck to my spiritual hand. Actually, today he said that I have many weapons stuck to my hands. At about the same time that Gabe said this, you said that you wanted me to stand down from actively pursuing enemy spirits if I perceive them. I knew when you said those words that I was going to have a problem in that area. This whole thing reminded me of an interesting scripture that goes like this. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Elohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. 2 Samuel 23, 9 through 10. So, the other day I was contemplating this before the Lord. He then led me to an idea. The idea was that I could ask Archangel Michael to assign two of his soldiers to me. They would pay close attention to what I was doing, in the spirit, and if I went for a weapon of any kind, one would stop me, while the other one would take word to Michael, so he could bring the fight on my behalf, to whatever enemy I was perceiving at that moment. That way I still get to be in the game, as it were, while at the same time obeying your word to rest from battle. I think there is a scripture somewhere that speaks along these lines, somewhere. So, after the Lord approved of my final concept, we went out to the driveway so I could have a smoke and powwow with Michael about this matter. I explained my idea to him, and he agreed. So very soon after we went back into the house, the two angels arrived and came directly into my office. Of course everyone else already knew who they were. But I suggested that, instead of my having to try to learn two new names, I assign them a nickname that I could more easily remember. So I came up with the names Easy and Light, from the scripture where it says that your yoke is easy, and your burden light, or Team Easy Light. That way I don't have to remember any more names than I already do. They were cool with the idea, and have already helped me on many occasions to not draw my swords. My hope is this arrangement will translate over to when I find myself in conflict when I am trying to sleep. Lately some of the most vicious battles have occurred in my dreams. Thank you for this rest. I hope and pray I can truly enter in, and that it lasts a long time. P.S. They also said that they can help apply ointment and massage my hands, helping me to release my grip on the weapons. Thanks, Easy Light. I'm glad you're here. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.